Welcome back to another episode of Brianna's Bandwagon, the podcast, and I'm your host, Miss Brianna Marie, and I'm so thrilled to have you join me today for a little update on what's been happening in my life. It's been a long time since our last episode, and I really want to get back in the swing of creating episodes for you guys, and life has just been a roller coaster. There is so much to share from exciting opportunities I've recently had and what's currently going on as I speak. So let's dive right into the episode. I've started my second year at university, and specifically my second semester of my sophomore year. The first semester went by so fast, and one of the highlights, I got the amazing opportunity to attend art school while taking classes at my university. So let me explain a little more. I'm a graphic design major, and part of the requirements for graduation at my university is I have to take some courses at the art school in the city, and this allows for me to get a different atmosphere and different perspective because it's a very different vibe when I go down to the art school. I was actually skeptical at first because my university was not in the city, whereas the art school I was going to be attending for a few of my classes was. It would be an adjustment. My university is in a suburban city, and the Art Institute is in the fifth largest city in the Midwest United States. The classes I took my first semester at the Art Institute was called Communication Design 1, or Formed Communication. So basically it was a graphic design course. The classes I took my first semester at my university were Western Culture, Computer Science, Digital Photography, and Typography 1. I learned quickly that computer science was not just about computers. I didn't realize though that I would have to learn how to code, so that was stressful. I think my Typography 1 class was my favorite because it was at night, and I thought that would mean I would hate it. There was actually only 3 people in it, and I think the professor really enjoyed having me in the class because there's something about me in the hours of 6 to 9. I'm not the funniest person on the face of the earth. That's probably shocking because every other class I don't really talk a whole lot, but I would not shut up in my night class. I actually felt bad for the amount of times I kept interrupting my professor. For this second semester, I'll be taking 2 classes at the Art Institute, Typography 2 and Communication Design 2, or basically the second class of the one I took first semester. Typography is the art of arranging letters and text in a way that makes the copy legible, clear, and visually appealing to the reader. Another exciting thing about the first semester was I was able to live in the same suite with one of my longest college friends. I actually met her back in 2020 when I planned to enroll in college, but we kept in touch despite it being 2 more years until I would be actually on campus. Thanks, cancer. She actually planned to graduate a semester early, and so this was the last opportunity I had to even live with her at all in terms of university housing. And I'm so blessed I did, because when she first asked me about living with her in an upperclassman dorm, I was a little unsure about being a sophomore in a mostly junior and senior dorm building. But I said yes, and the first semester was definitely so much fun with her, and I'm so glad I was able to make memories with her. Moreover, I was her personal photographer for her graduation photos with her cap and gown, and during the actual graduation ceremony day. So it was such an amazing thing to see her graduate. And now that she graduated, I definitely do miss her not being in the suite. Another exciting thing that happened is in November of 2023, I had my second speaking opportunity. I was a guest speaker at Gonzaga University's DSU, or Disabled Student Union. I presented on lung cancer, more specifically neuroendocrine tumors, to help spread awareness. I got the chance to share a personal narrative as a cancer survivor. I was invited by my friend from medical camp, who is actually the president of the DSU at Gonzaga. That was really such a fun opportunity. Never in a million years would I imagine I'd be actually doing anything with speaking, because I'm actually quite terrified of giving presentations for classes. Along with that, the president of Gonzaga's DSU, like I said before, one of my friends from medical camp, started a podcast too called Let's Normalize This. And it's all about her specific medical condition that she's trying to make people more aware of. So definitely please go check it out. I'll put a link in the description. Recently, I finished watching Gilmore Girls and I loved it. Now, I'm a real overthinker. I can't really just watch a show. I always somehow pick out the things that the show taught me. So eventually, I really want to do an entire podcast episode discussing the life lessons Gilmore Girls taught me. And if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. I even got my mom to start watching it. So that was the real highlight for me, and me and my mom started watching it, which was such a fun thing to do toward the end of my winter break. And a milestone that I recently accomplished happened on January 10th, and that means as of January 10th, 2024, it's been 2 years since my lung surgery, which is crazy. And in some cases, it feels like just yesterday, and I'm so blessed to be cancer-free even today. Cancer completely pushed me to who I am today. It transformed my way of viewing the world and allowed me to value the truly important things in life. So that is really all I have on my little catch-up episode on my life. But like I said before, I want to get the podcast back and running again, so let me know what topics you would like me to discuss. Send me an email. You can email me at missbriannamarie.blog@gmail.com, and all my socials will be in the podcast description. Thank you so much for tuning in to Brianna's Bandwagon, the podcast. Until next time, I'll talk to you guys later.